Audio version of Michael Leitman's blog. March 25th, 2023. How can we feel the teacher? Question. Do you try to glue the students to each other, to the group, so they do not constantly refer to you to solve some issues? Answer. In no case do I ever lock the students in on myself. I do not play someone great, smart, or something else in front of them. I play the role of a methodologist in front of them. I fixate them on each other because they can only solve all problems between them. They must unite, and according to my method, by collectively connecting to me, they absorb the upper light. Question. But without contact with you, the group does not work no matter how ideal it may be? Answer. No. That is not true. The teacher may not be in this world, it does not matter. If the disciples gather, they will feel me and the other Kabbalists who are higher than me inside them. Question. How do we sense it? Suppose the physical greatness of a teacher is one thing. Answer. We are not talking about physical greatness at all. What does it mean to physically look at a person? Who is he? He is a piece of flesh like everyone else. A teacher is a conduit of the upper light to his students, and that is all. Question. Let's say a group comes together and senses the teacher who is no longer in this world. What is the indicator that they feel it correctly? Answer. If the students unite, then because of their connection they will feel me without guessing on a crystal ball or on something else. From Cab TV's I Got a Call. How to Become a Guru. September 8, 2012. Who is allowed into the spiritual? Comment. You said that of those who do not have a mass arc, screen, people with less desire, less egoism, for example, yogis, are closest to spirituality. My response, naturally. But what does closer mean? The level of babies, who are closer to the mother because they are completely dependent on her, have no independence. And when they begin to develop independence, they want to somehow approach, feel, understand, and be in it. They will begin to move away, gain egoism, and only then begin to approach the spiritual. That is, their path is not close, not by a small leap. You can enter spirituality only with huge egoism, which you have already recognized as evil, and you are sure that you need to correct yourself. Comment. But you say that great egoism without a mass arc, screen, is the most terrible evil, the furthest from the Creator. My response. Without a mass arc, screen, it is all the evil of the world. Certainly. In fact, this is small egoism, small desires. Real egoism is in the spiritual. When in spiritual falls you want to use the Creator, upper force, for yourself, become great, rule over him, as in the fairy tale about the golden fish, I want to rule. This is where the person stops and starts again. That's all right, everything must be outlasted. From Cab TV's I Got a Call. The Biggest Goist in the World, July 14, 2012. On the Threshold of Awareness. Comment. I notice that people become more patient with time. Even overly active students who used to shout, try to prove something, and lead revolutions became calmer. They began to understand that it is not about external changes but internal ones. My response. Today the world is so well disposed to attain the Creator, to reveal him, which is simply amazing. All the circumstances surrounding us help push us forward. And what else is there to do in this world? 20 years ago it was still impossible to talk to people about Kabbalah. 30 years ago they didn't care about us at all. What do you do? Is the world created to think about some high matters? Grab everything you can. Whoever has a longer yacht has succeeded in life. And now this all passes away. Some kind of realization is coming. Of course there is a need to occupy life with something. People get carried away and play with everything like boys in the yard, do this, and this, or that, in order to occupy themselves. They need excitement, they need a sense of life. It is just a pity that they feel this life for themselves in the form of a game. And there are people who are malnourished, do not know where they will lay their head, and so on. That is such a theater. So this is a problem. However, according to the people who come to me, I see that they really feel that the world is not the same anymore. But it is they who are not the same. What about the world? Does the sun not shine? Of course everything is changing. Look at the ecological situation. We see what is happening in the world. These are the first small waves of a hurricane, a cyclone, or a storm that is approaching us, and will be flooding us. And humanity will not be able to do anything, even if it throws all its strength at it. Nothing. Subsequently, it will discover that our desire and our thoughts are the greatest weapon in the world that is able to resist or cause any changes in the world. If we think well, and for us, it is like thinking about a white elephant, it is almost impossible, yet if we somehow come to this state, then we will survive. And if not, then we will drown, die, and burn. This is the problem. I have to think well, but I can't. How should we act in this case? Here is where people will face the necessity to change themselves. From Cab TV's I Got a Call. People Change 7/14/1. Preparation for receiving the upper light. There is nothing in our world that is just invented or made up. Everything is based only on the basis of upper spiritual actions, even what we should eat, how to sit at the table, and what to say. We are talking about the intention of a person in the process of spiritual work, and not during the meal itself. If he is preparing to receive the upper light, he must know what intentions to make for each reception, for each portion of light, and how this light comes to him. Our world does not exist at all, it is built on the basis of spiritual roots. Therefore when a person wants to make an exact copy, to put one world on top of another, then he acts physically in our world and at the same time spiritually with his intentions in the upper world. Then he gets an absolutely clear similarity of one world to another, one world seems to be superimposed on another. This is as if deification of our world. That is, even in his physical actions, a person raises our world to the spiritual. But it is he who does this, and not because there is any special holiness in the animals he slaughters or in the actions he performs, but precisely because he wants to be like the spiritual world in everything that happens to him and within him. From Cab TV's I Got a Call. Food is the meaning of life, September 8, 2012.